Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
As we continue talking about the anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we know that the anointing abides in us in 1 John 2, verse 20 and verse 27. But there is an anointing that is upon us for ministry. The anointing, the tangible presence and manifestation of God. You know, there are absolutes in Scripture, and I believe that's what we're to focus on. Then there's non-absolutes. I would spend my time in the epistles and the gospels. When we do, we find out what's available through the finished work of the cross. And in the gospels, we follow Jesus closely on his earth walk. And we begin to see an image of Jesus and how we are to be like him. So the gospels and the epistles for a new covenant believer are just vital. John 14:12 says, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do." Folks, that's us. When Jesus cried out on the cross with a loud voice, "It is finished." The veil was rent from top to bottom. The Holy Spirit came out of an earthly tabernacle, and now he lives in our heart, your heart, my heart. 2 Corinthians 4:7. It says, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels." You know, I can just sit and meditate on that and just get plumb beside myself thinking that the treasure is in our earthen vessel. Paul said, "Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost?" Whew. Psalm 16:11 says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." It's so important that we let peace be our umpire. You know, for the anointing to flow, it says, "Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Developing our spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. You know, you probably heard the old story of the farmer sitting out on his front porch, and he had something written in the clouds, and it was GP. And he got up, sold his property, and went because he felt the Lord telling him GP meant go preach. After he fails miserably on the mission field, no anointing, no presence of God, no success, he comes home and he said, "Lord, what did I do?" The Lord said, "Your ear didn't hear right." That did not say go preach, it meant go plow. And I think sometimes we need to go plow. So we've got to hear correctly what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. We want to move in a workable, tangible reality in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Acts 4 verse 20 says, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." What have we seen and heard the Lord do? Have we seen the Lord heal, save, deliver, fill, transform lives where they are never the same? Not just our personal testimony, but testimonies of others. The anointing is not taught, it is caught. We hunger for that presence, that oil, that smearing of God, that tangible power of the Holy Ghost when we lay our hands on people. That expectation of what God will do. We know it's the river of God flowing out of us. It's not our own river, it's the river of God. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. We want to be doing exactly what God has called us to do. And God, I thank you that your power will flow through us as we build a relationship with you and love you with all our heart. You know, David was faithful with the sheep. He also killed a bear and he killed a lion. Then he killed a giant. Doing what God has called us to do, that is success. Faithfulness to the call of God. And when David was found unfaithful, he quickly repented. You know, we all want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That scripture doesn't say good and successful servant, good and faithful. Whatever the Holy Spirit has told us to do, that is what we want to do. We want the touch of God on our life, not the touch of man. You know, if you just get a touch of Betty, that touch is not worth anything. But by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that flows through my vessel, I'm just the vessel. I'm the donkey Jesus rides in on. Now that's the touch you hunger for, the touch of God. You know, worship is so important in the anointing. Do we worship privately? As we begin to worship every morning, the presence of God will come upon us. You'll sense His presence. You'll sense His peace. You'll sense His direction, His instruction. Lord, what is your instruction for today? Worshiping in that secret place. Psalm 91:1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Develop a lifestyle of worship. Just being alone with the Lord, listening, appreciating Him, loving Him, softly praying in tongues. I love to put on just instrumental music. I love to listen to Michael Koulianos' worship, Jesus' image, you know, that blesses me. So as the power of the Holy Ghost mixes with faith, remember, everything in the kingdom of God operates by faith. When faith and power happens, people are born again. Faith and power happens. They're baptized in the Holy Ghost. Faith and power, they're healed. Faith and power, they are delivered. So we cannot leave out faith. The life of God emanates from us. And that is so important to remember. We are the written epistle, read of all men. You know, God is now, and we live from another kingdom. We don't live from the kingdom of darkness anymore. We live from the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of life. And I want to be a voice in that kingdom. I don't want to be a noise. I want to be a voice. You know, something that we don't talk about a lot, but is so important with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that is integrity. Integrity in your thought life. You know what you're thinking about. You know your attitudes, your words, your deeds. Integrity. You know, something else that is so important is not to be selfish, but to be a giver. I have committed myself unto God to be a giver. I look for ways to give. I do. I keep my eyes open and I listen and I look and I watch for ways to give. You know, man looks on the outside, but in the kingdom of God, God looks on the heart. You know, God will take the foolish things to confound the wise in 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 29. You know, the anointing on the person can rise higher or faster than his character. Boy, have we seen that happen. You know, the anointing of God, the power of the Holy Ghost will get them there, but it's character that keeps them there. You know, we must walk in the fruit of the Spirit in this kingdom. God wants our fruit to remain. He doesn't want just a flash in the pan. He doesn't want a shooting star. He wants a North Star. You know, have you ever seen ministries that rise very fast, but their marriage doesn't have a foundation? And the enemy comes in and attacks that weak spot. We've got to have solid foundations when we move in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, or we'll be a flash in the pan. You know, another thing in moving in the anointing, we must count the cost. You know, no one builds a house or a tower without counting the cost. You know, so as we get in the heat of battle, we have to count the cost. Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. 1 Corinthians 12, 10. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, when Saul had his Damascus Road experience, God sent Ananias to Saul to tell him the things he would suffer for the name of Jesus. Another thing to consider in the anointing of the Holy Ghost is to be faithful with the little God gives you. Remaining constant, not up and down and around, but constant. The same way every day, rooted and grounded in the Word of God. You know, we hunger and thirst after God, and we come to God in faith. You know, when the woman with the issue of blood pressed in through the crowd and came to Jesus, she placed a demand on the anointing. Place a demand on the anointing of the Holy Ghost today. How did she do that? Her faith. The anointing flows different ways through different ministers. Sometimes the anointing flows by the anointing with oil. Handkerchiefs were taken from Paul's garment. Naaman was told to dip 7 times in the river. One was told to wash in a pool. The brazen serpent, look on it. And the laying on of hands. However God wants to flow through you, He will instruct you as we have an ear to hear and we walk in faith. God, use us today to glorify you and expand your kingdom. You have a blessed day. I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com.